Listening, just as a way of establishing present moment awareness. So the hold attention on listening, and notice we're not trying to find equality of sound, good or bad, we're just accepting all sound. So there is no greed or aversion there. So it's acceptance, receptive, and we're present, we're not caught up in thoughts. So that this is a sort of one kind of balance. Then feel the body. Just a sense, try to have a sense of ease in the body. Then the attitude of kindness. So just briefly bring your attention to the center of your chest and welcome the breath. Breath in, welcoming. Breath out, letting go. Evoke the image of a friend or someone who it's easy to think of in kind ways that brings forth a feeling of affection or kindness. So name the person, but don't go into discursive thinking about them, obviously. And then draw that name into the center of your chest. Draw the image and evoke the feeling of kindness. You care. It's like you're caring for this person. And on the out-breath, may you be well. So the stability is in sustaining attention on the in-breath and out-breath. And the quality of heart is evoked by the image and the caring attitude you have to that person, or say the gratitude to that person. So the heart and mind become imbued with a kind attitude. Setting up the right factors. And then the same attitude to all the elements of this moment, to your body and mind. So the in-breath, may I be well. Out-breath, may I be free, may I be happy. A couple of phrases to evoke that towards yourself. So the heart and mind are flooded with a kind attitude. So let's go through the body awareness. Let's stabilize attention on each parts of the body. I'll name them. Bring your attention to your mouth, Feel the sensations in the mouth. Feel the roof of the mouth. So you feel that and you collect attention on that. Stability of non-greed, non-hatred, non-confusion, present moment awareness. The floor of the mouth, the inside of the right cheek, inside of the left cheek. The tongue, and the whole area of vibrations in the mouth. So it's balanced attention. And if you're doing this, are you looking at the mouth? Do your eyes get tense? So relax the eyes, it's just a pure sensation, you're not looking at them, you're feeling it. Bring attention to the ears, the ear channels. And the outer ears. The nostrils and nose, now if this gets too refined and you start to get sleepy, then you have to use the posture. So forget about the refinement, just go to a strong posture, use that as the object. But if not, then compose the attention. So bring your attention to the eyes. Receptive awareness, let it come to you. Let the sensation just present itself. You don't have to go out there, as it were. So get a sense of balanced attention. Follow behind the eyes into the cavity of the skull, go to the top of the brain. The front of the brain. So how do you pay attention to something without becoming stressed and yet sustaining the attention in a relaxed way? And that's what we're learning. Front of the brain and the back of the brain. Try not to go to thought. The right side, the brain. And the left side. feel the scalp. Feel the back of the head. Feel the neck. Left shoulder, neck, where it connects there, the whole left shoulder. Really attend to the sensations, no thought, pure sensation. And then the upper arm, left side. So you feel things like heat or pressure. So pick something like, feel the warmth between the inner upper arm and the body. Just go right to that point and hold attention on that. Non-descriptive. And feel how the mind can stabilize. Don't tense up. Left elbow. Left forearm. And left hand. Feel the palm of the left hand. Very sensitive, so focus on that. Now, just focus and see, can you focus without tightening your eyes? You keep the face relaxed, but be very attentive to that sensation of warmth and pressure in the left hand, left palm. And then sustain that stable, relaxed attention. Feel the whole left arm and hand. And feel the right shoulder. Try to stay in the present. Now the upper arm, right side. The forearm, right side. And the right hand. Feel the palm. Feel the fingers. In the exercise, try to stay very still, but not tight. Very attentive, but not forced. It's a balance act. The whole right arm and right hand. Now, you feel your spine. Feel the top of the spine touch the neck. Go down the spine to the base of the spine. Feel the ribs. Coming off the spine. The chest area then. The heart, the lungs, the whole chest area. And the sense of balance becomes more delicate as you do this. More quiet, more still. Abdomen, abdominal area, that whole area. Again, are you trying to look for something? If you are, your eyes will get tight. Just feeling. And the pelvic area. Then feel the buttocks and the weight of the body on the ground. Feel the left thigh. And the left knee. Try not to go to thinking. Present moment awareness. Try not to become tense. Relax the tension. Lower leg, the shin and calf, left side. And the left ankle. And left foot. Go to the, you'll see the whole left foot, the whole left leg. And the right side, the right thigh. And the right knee. Calf, shin, right leg. the right ankle. And the right foot. Feel both legs. Feel the pelvic area. Feel the spine. Abdominal area. Chest area. Both shoulders, both arms, both hands. Feel the neck. And feel the head as one unit. And feel the whole body as a mass of vibrations. So this is body not as an idea, but as a direct reality, experienced reality. Now, listen to sound. Now feel the whole body. Listen to sound. Feel the body. Now let go of choices and just be that awareness, be that knowing, choiceless awareness. So now just open your mind and imagine you're the space in which sounds and bodily feelings and thoughts and all that come and go. So it's like spacious awareness, receptive awareness. So the stability is in staying in the present moment. And just being this receptive, open, spacious awareness. So let's try that for the rest of the sitting. And if you get all caught up with instabilities, then go back and stabilize attention on the breath if you want, on the body. But for now, just try this kind of open, choiceless awareness. Your attention will naturally float to things like the breath or sound, that's fine. So then the same little mantra, non-greed, non-hatred, non-confusion. You're not looking for anything. So if that doesn't feel like a kind of comfortable practice, that's fine. Just to pick up an object of meditation which you find helps stabilize the mind and use that. Basically, it's really whatever works for you. Thank you.